Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton is back in Washington this morning. This weekend, the Democrat was in his North Shore congressional district, reconnecting publicly with constituents for the first time since he dropped out of the presidential race. Moulton says he's now focusing on his reelection to Congress next year. And WBUR's Fred Tice caught up with him.
Seth Moulton is sitting at a picnic table in Newburyport, holding his infant daughter in his arms, bottle feeding her as we talk. He's had a couple of days to figure out what he wishes he had done differently in his presidential run.
Well, of course, I should have gotten in earlier. But the reason I didn't is right here in my lap, so I don't have any regrets. The response I was getting on the ground was fantastic, but there just weren't always enough people there. We had a town hall in Iowa just about a week ago, and someone said, Seth, you're amazing. And he kind of went through all the other candidates and how I match up against them. You're the nominee that we need, but we need 500 people here, not 30. And he's right. So that's just kind of the way it works sometimes.
Moulton gets a warm reception at this Democratic picnic.
Thank you again. Thanks for your service before, now, and in the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome home.
Thanks.
I like Seth Moulton.
Emily Sheehan is from Newburyport.
I didn't feel like he had the support behind him for this run. I'd like to see him run in future years. And I like him as our representative quite a bit. I'd like him to stay as our representative.
He has to reconnect with the district.
Charlie Tontar, chairman of the Newburyport Democrats, says Moulton just needs to talk to people to reconnect.
I think he's a very compelling candidate, and he's been a good congressman.
Tontar says Moulton must also explain to Democrats why he tried to change the party's congressional leadership when Democrats took back the House last year.
Some Democrats were upset with him for challenging Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker, and I think he has to talk about that a little bit among Democrats, because he'd be facing a primary.
Seth, how are you? Nice to see you. How you been?
The woman who just came up to Moulton is Jamie Belsito. She's one of two women running against him in the congressional primary. She founded an organization that advocates for mental health services for mothers suffering from postpartum depression.
We've got to put an emphasis on women.
The other woman running against Moulton, Salem City Councilor Lisa Peterson, is also at the picnic.
I do feel like his attempt at a presidential run has really shown us that his sights are focused elsewhere, and he hasn't been with us here on the ground. So many people are saying, where is he?
Moulton disputes that.
I never lost touch with this district. We've been getting extremely high marks on all our constituent services.
Standing with his wife and daughter, Moulton briefly addresses Democrats gathered here.
So what I'm looking forward to more than anything else is spending a little bit more time with Liz and Emmy. But I will also be spending much more time with you.
With that, Moulton heads home to Salem, then for a flight to Washington, where this morning he restarts his campaign committee to elect veterans and others who have performed public service to Congress. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.